So how's your grocery bill looking? If you've been seeing it steadily rising, it's partly due to increased demand, but also because of disruptions in the supply chain. Take meat. Outbreaks of the coronavirus among workers in U.S. meatpacking plants are slowing things down. In a full-page newspaper ad recently, the chairman of Tyson Foods said the food supply chain is breaking. The Trump White House is trying to prevent any shortages, and last night in an executive order, Trump said his administration would take all appropriate action to make sure meat plants stay open. Labor groups say the order will only force workers back on the job in unsafe conditions. So that's a view from the States. Emily Green has this take on the situation in Mexico.
It was the eggs. That's what Bernardo Vega noticed first. The price for eggs shot up in just weeks.
Más del 50%.
More than a 50% jump. We hope it goes down soon, he says. Vega sells vegetables at a big market in Mexico City. These days, people can't enter the market without masks on and a squirt of hand sanitizer. Vega sells tomatoes, melon, carrots, jicama, and says wholesale prices have roller coastered since the coronavirus crisis hit. Up and down, up and down, he says. People with enough money can ride out these price swings, but that's not the case for Esperanza Resendiz. She's a housekeeper. Since the lockdown, she's been delivering home-cooked meals to her clients instead of cleaning their homes. So she's tracking food costs very closely.
El limón de 15 a 35 pesos. Chile poblano de 16 a 30 pesos.
Lemons, chilies, tomatoes, all staples in Mexico, have roughly doubled in price in the past 3 weeks alone, she says. Beans and tortillas are also up. Bottom line,
pero el caso es el mismo. Ha subido bastante los precios.
Food prices are rising, she says. Why? There's no single reason. Higher prices for fruits and vegetables grown in Mexico might be explained by disrupted supply chains, closed roads, and natural harvest cycles that affect prices. Another reason may be more nefarious. Price gouging, says Ricardo Sheffield. He oversees Mexico's consumer watchdog agency and is now suing merchants caught raising their prices exorbitantly.
First, we started looking at very large retailers, then medium-sized retailers. Now we found out that the main problem is in very small retailers, but we're working at it.
A second issue has to do with higher cost for imported food. Global food prices are set in dollars, and Mexico's peso has lost a lot of value against the U.S. dollar in recent weeks. So imports are a lot more expensive.
The standard price is paid always in dollars. And if there's a devaluation, a rate of exchange is not advantageous for Mexico, then we end up paying more for rice.
And extra costs are passed down to the consumers. Mexico is not alone. Countries like Brazil, India, and Indonesia have all seen their currencies plummet because of the coronavirus. All of this adds to already delicate economic situations for these countries, says Abdulreza Abbasian. He's a senior economist with the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization.
Then once I get that food to my country, I have to move it. But I have a lockdown, I have confinement. And all of this means added cost until it reaches the customer.
Abbasian says disrupted supply chains are making it more expensive to move imported food from point A to point B. Also, some countries are limiting exports on key foods. For example, Russia, a top wheat exporter, is exporting less wheat to make sure it has enough for its own people. So that's driving up wheat prices worldwide.
All of that brings tremendous amount of uncertainty across the world. This uncertainty is very dangerous.
Even the U.S. food market is going through convulsions. Just like in Mexico, eggs were among the first to spike. But the price hikes will hit people in countries like Mexico hardest. Abbasian warns the longer the crisis lasts, the bigger the food problem will become, creating a dangerous cycle of uncertain supply, demand, and eventually hunger. For The World, Emily Green.